This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome to Mindset Monday. If you're listening to this live, I hope everyone's 2021 is off to an amazing start. Hope everyone had an awesome holiday season and is looking forward to having a fantastic year and accomplishing your goals and hopefully creating freedom for yourself in the process. So I have a couple of announcements to make on this episode of the podcast, the first of which is that this is actually the final episode of Mindset Monday. Something that's a little bit bittersweet. I've really, really enjoyed recording these Mindset Monday episodes. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to them. I hope you've gotten value from them. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to listen to all of the Mindset Monday episodes, I'd really encourage you to go back and listen to them. They're pretty short and sweet. And that was really the goal, was just to provide some weekly motivation to, you know, help you strengthen your mindset, which is oh so necessary when it comes to, you know, performing at a high level in business and in life. And, you know, I think 2020 was a perfect example of why we do need to maintain a strong mindset and why we need to constantly be working on it. Just like, you know, we train our bodies in the gym or working out so that we can perform physically, you know, we need to be constantly training our minds as well. And I think strengthening mindset is a huge part of that. And I know that over the years, that's been huge for me and helping me perform better in all aspects of my life. And so, you know, I just wanted to use the Mindset Monday episodes to share with you things that I've learned, things that I'm currently learning, and some tips and tricks that I've picked up along the way. So again, I hope that you got value from all of the Mindset Monday episodes. They're certainly not going anywhere, the episodes that are out there. So they'll be available to go back and listen to. You know, please share the podcast with others that you think would get value from it as well. But, you know, I wanted to make sure that the podcast was not getting stale, and I wanted to make sure that people are continuing to get value as they tune in. So with the closing out of the Mindset Monday series, I will be launching a new weekly series that's going to be titled Franchise Fridays. The first episode of Franchise Friday will be dropping Friday, January 8th. And the purpose of Franchise Fridays is to really, you know, give the listeners a deep dive into the consulting services that I provide to the people that I work one-on-one with. As many of you know, I have a consulting business, Path to Freedom, where I work with people and, you know, really just help them understand franchising as a business model. And, you know, first and foremost, help them kind of figure out if franchise ownership could be an avenue worth exploring so that they can take control of their lives and create freedom for themselves through business ownership. And so I thought it would be good. And I've actually, you know, heard from some listeners of the podcast and kind of gotten some requests to go into a little bit more detail of, you know, how one would go about identifying and researching franchise businesses. And, you know, the whole point of what I do in my consulting business is to help people take a methodical approach to what would normally be a very overwhelming process. I mean, there are literally thousands and thousands of franchise business opportunities out there. And it can be very overwhelming just to kind of wrap your head around which ones may be a good fit for you. And so, you know, in my consulting business, I really try to take a personalized approach to it. For me, it's all about getting to know the individuals that I'm working with, understanding what it is that they're looking to accomplish through business ownership, understanding, you know, how they see their role as a business owner playing out, what their strengths, what their skill sets are, and then helping them identify franchise businesses that are likely to be a good fit based on everything that I've learned about them. So with the Franchise Fridays, I won't necessarily be able to take that personalized of an approach. So, you know, I'm not going to be talking about specific franchise companies that, you know, someone may be interested in looking at, because it's just not practical, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, what's a good franchise business for me very likely may not be a good franchise business for you, and vice versa. It really is a kind of a personal thing. So that being said, there are certainly some best practices that one could take when beginning the process of investigating a franchise. There are some best practices when it comes to, you know, putting together a list of franchise companies that could be a good fit, how to narrow that list down. And then there are absolutely some best practices when it comes to actually conducting the due diligence and researching a franchise. So that's what I'll really be going into detail on in these Franchise Friday episodes. And then, of course, if, you know, through that, you kind of learn or come to the realization that you'd seriously be interested in considering, you know, franchise ownership and want to, you know, actively investigate franchises, then I'd be more than happy to connect with you and, you know, talk to you about working with you on a one-on-one basis. One of my favorite things about what I do in my Path to Freedom consulting business is that it's a free service to the people that I work with. So, you know, I can really come in and leverage all of my experience working for franchise companies as a franchise owner and help people really, as I said, take a more methodical approach to this whole process. So my hope is that it'll just give people a little bit of a better understanding in terms of, you know, what types of franchise opportunities are out there, how to go about identifying franchise businesses that are likely to be a good fit for you, and then how to conduct a thorough due diligence or investigation to ultimately give you the information that you would need to confidently invest in a franchise business. So that's the premise of Franchise Friday. Again, first episode will be launching on January 8th, this coming Friday, if you're listening to this live. Again, the Mindset Monday episodes will all stay up on all of the podcast platforms. So again, would really encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes. If you didn't catch them all, share them with someone that you think could get value from them. And then also let me know, you know, what other types of series you'd like me to consider doing here on the podcast, because Franchise Friday won't last forever. And I kind of like this idea of doing different seasons or different series for some of the shorter form episodes that I'll be putting out on a weekly basis. That being said, I will continue doing the longer form interview episodes. Gotten really good feedback and response on those. And I know personally, I've really enjoyed it. I've connected with some great people that I probably wouldn't have connected with otherwise. And I've certainly, you know, learned so much through all of the amazing guests and amazing entrepreneurs that I've been able to have on the podcast so far. So we'll continue doing those. Previously in 2020, those episodes were coming out on Thursdays. And of course, Mindset Monday was coming out on Monday. So going forward, we'll have Franchise Friday being a new episode being released every Friday. And so my longer form interview episodes will be released on Wednesdays going forward. Got some really awesome guests already teed up. I've got some amazing episodes already recorded that we'll be launching. First of those will launch on Wednesday of next week, which is January 13th. Again, if you're listening to this in real time. And so you want to make sure to tune in for those. And I'm always looking for great guests to have on. So if you have recommendations or anyone that you think would be a great fit for me to interview on the podcast, please reach out to me and give me a recommendation. But before we officially close out Mindset Monday, I thought it would be helpful just to maybe kind of recap, in my opinion, what some of the biggest takeaways are when it comes to strengthening and maintaining a very positive mindset. And again, I think 2020 was a perfect example of why a strong, positive mindset is so important. So if you've listened to the Mindset Monday episodes, you know that I'm a big fan of Stoic philosophy. And, one of the kind of underlying themes of Stoic philosophy is the importance of maintaining focus on the things that are within your control. The way life goes, things happen on a daily basis that are outside of our control. But the one thing that we can always control is our response, how we react to things that happen around us, and how we decide to move forward. And, I think 2020, that was so important, right? There were so many things happening, whether it's the pandemic or the political landscape or, depending on the part of the country that you live in, natural disasters. I mean, just so many things happening around us that, we as individuals have no control over. But at the end of the day, the one thing we always have the ability to control is how we react, how we respond, and how we move forward. So I would say that is one of, what I would hope would be one of the biggest takeaways for Mindset Monday. And of course, there's a lot that goes into that, a lot of other topics that we tackled over the course of Mindset Monday. But that would be the biggest thing that I would hope the listeners take away from the Mindset Monday episodes. So with that, we're going to go ahead and officially close out the Mindset Monday series here on the Path to Freedom podcast, but got lots of exciting things coming up here in 2021. Amazing guests coming on, telling their entrepreneurial stories, sharing advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or other small business owners that are looking to grow and scale their businesses, and be launching the Franchise Friday series, which I'm personally very excited about. I know you'll get a ton of value from listening to that if owning a franchise business is even something that you're remotely interested in learning more about. Thank you so much to everyone that has listened in, that's been a supporter of the podcast. I've had an absolute blast doing this. I've learned so much. We're just getting started here on the Path to Freedom podcast. Cannot wait for 2021. With that, let's go drop in. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.